This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There is a pretty big hockey game tonight, right here on 106.7, the Fan in the 8 o'clock hour. The Caps and the Winnipeg Jets, the two best teams in the National Hockey League. Couple of horse race for the President's Trophy. Washington, 102 points, sets the pace in 70 games in the NHL. Winnipeg's got 100 points. And I thought we'd be talking a lot about that game today, and that would be the lead as far as our Caps content. I thought wrong, though, because my guy, your guy, our guy, Jacob Chychrun, our weekly guest, who will be on the show again tomorrow to celebrate his new contract at 3 o'clock live here on The Fan, got an 8-year deal for $72 million. He earned every penny. And the guy that helped strike that deal and get it done with Chychrun is on our hotline right now, Chris Patrick, the general manager of the Washington Capitals. Chris, first of all, take a bow. Congratulations, not only for the Chychrun extension, but for everything that you and Brian McClellan have done since last year at this time, working beautifully. You guys are you don't miss. Can you come over and help me at the house?
I love doing stuff around the house. You can just ask my wife, so I'll be happy to do that anytime. Need a little drywall work or something. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a fun season, a lot of hard work, across the board, not just Brian and myself, but our hockey ops group, our analytics team, the coaching staff, the players. It's been a great year. I think, as I've said in the past, a lot of new faces coming in. I think the biggest reason it's gone as well as it has is because our leadership group, Alex, Tom, John, Nick Dow, Dylan Strome, they right away brought these guys in and made them feel comfortable and helped them get, acclimated to both the area and the system and the kind of hockey we play. And from the early in training camp, you could tell that, there was a good vibe around the team. So huge credit to the players and obviously, really happy it's worked out this way so far.
I mean, Chris, as a longtime radio listener and now having done radio for a while, you get an executive on and you just kind of, pump their tires a bunch. You're like, oh, come on, GP, enough already. I try not to. I'd love to just, ask tough questions. I'm about to be Jenny Finch. I mean, you're never going to do a better interview than this. I'm telling you right now, what you guys have done has been astounding. And every Caps fan coming into the season, whatever expectations they have, right now has got to be elated with seemingly every move you guys made worked out beautifully. I guess the one thing maybe is Mangiapane hasn't quite lived up to expectations, but you guys are batting like .978. Have you ever considered the possibility that you could make a move that wouldn't work? Like, have you thought about that at any point?
Yeah, and we all of us have been around here for a while with the organization, so we made plenty of moves that didn't work as well as we hoped, or were maybe flat to how we hoped. But yeah, this is certainly a situation where every deal you do, you work hard on it, and you think through all the possibilities, both positive and negative, and it feels like it. Every guy came in and really exceeded what we would hope they would have done. And even Andrew, I think, came in and the role he's playing is a role that we felt was really important to have a guy like him on the team, kind of a swing guy that can go, play in the bottom six or the top six, depending on what the needs are. So yeah, it's nice when it works out the way you plan. It doesn't always work out that way. And so when you get those wins, we'll take them for sure.
I think a lot of Capitals fans kept refreshing their feed, hoping we get the news that we got this morning that Jacob Chychrun was extended. What went into that? That's something that's been worked on all throughout the season, and you finally got across the finish line, or is that something that came up recently? How did those negotiations get to the point that they were today?
Yeah, we started, his agent and I started talking. We had some early conversations back in the fall, but really started talking in earnest, at the start of the new year here. And I think it took a while to get some serious traction. I think a lot of just trying to figure out, they have their group of players that they're going to use as comparables, and we have ours, and trying to find somewhere in the middle that makes sense for both sides. And I think with the playoffs coming up, it's definitely not something you want to do going into the playoffs. And then with a player like Jacob, who, if you get out of the playoffs and you've got 1 month till the free agency period starts, I mean, it just, at that point for him, it's almost like, why should I rush and do anything now? So I felt like getting something done here at the end of the regular season would be good timing wise. So kind of up the intensity, I guess, a little bit and tried to find some common ground, which luckily we did in the last couple of days.
Chris, it goes without saying, $9 million is a lot, and that's kind of Ovi, Backy, and nobody else territory in this organization previously, but the cap is absolutely exploding. How much of the growth projected over the next 3 years that teams have been basically told about from the league headquarters already made this possible, or was that not even a consideration because you had to keep them one way or the other?
Yeah, no, it was definitely a consideration, and even before the guidance came out, I mean, the agency that represents them is a really smart group of people, and they had done their own homework and they'd done the math on where league revenues are and what the player's share of that would be. And after you get through kind of the makeup payments for COVID that were contractually set forth at the time, like they had a pretty good sense for where that cap was going. And then when the guidance came out, it pretty much synced up with what they had. So right from the start, that was, a point on their side is that the cap is going to have some pretty serious growth here. I think too, in the end, if you rank kind of the defenseman in the league by salary and where Jake fits in, I think he's in a good spot, and a lot of those deals were signed in lower cap environments. So I think it shows that he was willing to work with us as much as we were willing to work with him. And he was willing to forgo, becoming an unrestricted free agent at the age of 27, which doesn't happen a lot. And I think that really speaks to what we have going here in Washington and how much he wanted to be a part of it. So I was really excited that he was willing to come our way.
How much urgency was there to get it done before the season ended? Obviously, like you talked about, you don't want to do it getting real too close to the playoffs, but also don't want to let him hit the free market and try to keep him here so that way you maybe don't have to up the offer even more. How much urgency was there to get this done as soon as you possibly could?
Yeah, this was definitely kind of priority number one coming out of the trade deadline. Once we got that past us, this was something that I was hoping we could get done in the near future. So I'd say a decent amount of urgency. If you look, you can look through the history of the league, players that are heading up to a potential big payday on free agency, the longer you wait, and especially the further you get from the season being over, the more it just becomes, let's see what else is out there. So I think all along too, his side and Jacob himself has been saying they've really loved it here. They've loved the fit. And it sounded like a place that he wanted to be here for a long time. So no reason to wait around till the off season to do it if that's his mindset. So I was happy that worked out that way.
A huge day for the Caps, a massive extension for Jacob Chychrun. Basically gets the Carlson contract, the 8 and the 64 after the cup, but couple of years younger and with an exploding cap, a smaller percentage of the cap to be the building block for the next wave of defense here for the Capitals in the years ahead as they're built. Sustainably be excellent at the NHL level now and for years to come with some of the prospects coming, which we can ask Chris about in a moment. Hey, do you remember when you signed Alexi Protas to that 5-year deal and everyone said it was crazy? How funny is that? Like people were making fun of you, like Alexi Protas, really? $3 million a year? Oh my God, who is this man and how did it happen?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun watching Alexei from when we drafted him. I mean, when we drafted him, big guy, still a little raw, but you could see the skill level, you could see the hockey sense, and then you watch it develop through Hershey. Wins a Calder Cup in Hershey, shows he can be a big player in big moments. You know, has a good, really his first full season last season and has a good season, even though production wise, maybe it wasn't where he wanted to be. But, you don't get those deals without taking a little risk on both sides, right? So the team has to be willing to be like, well, he may not turn out the way we think he's going to turn out, but if he does, then we'll really like this deal. And the player has to also say, you know, I'm willing to take this security now and whatever happens. And so, yeah, it turned out well, and yeah, he's been quite a force for us this year. It's been awesome to see.
Chris Patrick, GM of the Capitals, he and Brian McClellan working in unison in that front office. Just thinking about the Chychrun deal again, I'm kind of curious. With a deal of that magnitude, that much money, that many years, does ownership have to be involved where Ted is in the mix too, or is it still just hockey guys doing hockey stuff?
Yeah, we try to keep a pretty open line of communication to ownership, and that kind of runs through Mac and Dick Patrick, my father.
That's hilarious. So Dick's always, like, yeah, that's funny. You're like, yeah. That guy, you know my dad.
Yeah. Dick does a good job of making sure, you know, he filters to Ted, you know, when things are starting to get kind of like, you know, it looks like something might happen. So he keeps Ted informed on that front. So yeah, Dick was aware all along. Once we started getting into like, all right, it's starting to get a little more traction here with Jacob. I started filling him in on where we were number wise, and he was making sure Ted was on board with that.
So Grant was giving you your flowers for all the moves you made this offseason and stuff that you've obviously come up gold on. I think last offseason, you guys hiring Coach Carberry was a little bit of a risk, and it has been well worth it. He's been one of the best coaches in the league, maybe the front runner to win the Coach of the Year this year. How impressed have you guys been with Coach Carbs, and did you think he was going to be able to do what he's done now in year two?
Really impressed, I guess, but I don't want to like minimize anything. Like, I mean, not surprised at all, just having known Spencer going back even to his South Carolina days, but having worked really closely with him when he was in Hershey. I mean, this is what Carbs is. Like, he's a excellent communicator. He's great in front of the group. He can be hard on the players, but he talks to the players. They know where they stand with them. And, you know, all the things that he did as an up and coming coach in the AHL, like has come to fruition here in the NHL too. So I guess, you know, the only, one of the concerns you have with hiring a first year, you know, younger coach is how he handles the veteran type guys. And if they buy into what he's selling and you know, he's come in and done that flawlessly. So I guess that was maybe, you know, one thing that you would have a concern about. But yes, it's been an impressive 2 years of work for him, and we're definitely lucky to have him.
You're listening to GM Chris Patrick of the Capitals on Grant and Danny. We're really putting him on the coals here, really getting to the bottom of some things. It's been just a tough year for he and his decision makers. Best team in the NHL, Ovi about to break Gretzky's record, and a system that is flourishing in front of our eyes. The Caps set up to be really good for a long, long time. Andrew Kristol, Ryan Leonard, Ilya Protas, Cole Hudson all on the way among the elite prospects. Ryan Leonard, are we going to see him play in playoff games this year?
I certainly hope so. We'll have to see here. He's in a pretty important part of his season right now, so we're making sure that he has the proper space and time to do that. He's got one goal left here that he wants to do in college, which is to win national championships. So, you know, we're hoping that he can continue to have success in that. And then as soon as his college season is over, we'll get on the phone and talk to his agent and see if there's something to be done here for the remainder of this season. And if that's the case, then yeah, we'll hopefully have him in for the last part in the playoff run.
That would feel like a gigantic leap, but we have seen guys make it. I mean, how confident would you be if he played for a handful of games at the end of the regular season that he could actually be helpful in a playoff run at the NHL level?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to know until you see it. But just the fact that he's played on the biggest stages someone his age can at the U20 level and winning gold medals there. And he even played in the World Championships, you know, against men last spring with Team USA. So he's been exposed to some higher level competition. And like I said, the group we have in our room and our leadership group have done a great job of integrating guys. So I'm sure they'd get him in and get him feeling comfortable and help kind of teach him along the way about the system and how we're playing. And, you know, I think there already is probably some texting back and forth with him and some of our leadership group about you know, what it takes to be a Caps player and the Caps way and things like that. So, you know, hopefully he can come in and have a little boost. I remember Tom Wilson, I think some of his first games with us were in the playoffs against the Rangers, maybe.
And, yeah, that's right.
You know, it's you get that kind of element, you know, a young kid that's going to go out there and just kind of give it his all and compete hard and have some skill and some ability to disrupt and you know, he can have an impact. So, you know, maybe there's something similar to that.
Listen, Chris, you guys have only won 9 of your last 10, so get it together. Only 4 in a row, could be 5, right? Points in 12 of your last 13 on the road, should be 13 out of 13. So just make sure you guys are taking things seriously over there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, definitely the vibe around the skate this morning, guys are definitely in a good spot for tonight. I think it should be a good game. The group was engaged, loose, but focused. So, you know, and I think the guys, they've all done it. They've all been in the playoffs. I was looking through our roster. I think every guy on the team has played some level of NHL playoffs, except for maybe one. So they know that, you know, regular season is what it is, but it's a whole new level when we get to the playoffs, and that you have to be ready to start fresh, start new. You know, 0 wins, 0 losses, and know that team that's playing across from you deserves to be there every bit as much as you do, and it's going to be a battle. So I think we're getting that mindset going with our group.
Can't wait. Just the 7th time ever tonight that this deep into a season, number one team in the East playing number one team in the West, when both are top 3 in goals scored and goals allowed. Should be a lot of fun starting at 8 o'clock in Winnipeg. But the bigger news, Jacob Chychrun is locked in for 8 years after the deal struck by Chris Patrick, the GM of the Capitals, who's joining us here on G&D. Chris, thank you. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, definitely happy to do it. And, hopefully we catch up after a nice long playoff run.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we won't beat you up as bad next time. Don't worry.
You got the first people have been telling me that. It's not going to be fun when the interviews turn the other way at some point. Oh, they will.
We'll do one of those. Let's wait a couple of years. We'll do this too. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Chris Patrick, GM of the Capitals, on Grant and Danny. Very kind with his time. Here on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.